This is Eretz Pod, the podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timeless Torah insights and timely reflections on the Parsha. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Good morning. If I shout, maybe I'll stay awake. Rabbeinu stole my thunder yesterday by discussing my aliyah, as well as the other aliyah. Ain beit midrash bli chidush. Can always find something new to say. I don't believe this week we discussed one of the things which I think is, I don't know, always pops out of Parshas Chukat. Is Chukat, which is the Parah Adumah, is the quintessential question about understanding mitzvot. There's a well-worn disagreement between those who are interested in understanding the philosophic underpinnings of mitzvot versus those who say, when you perform mitzvot, you should just perform them as a tzivu Hashem. The Rambam is probably the most well-known champion of understanding mitzvot, and he says, even though, especially in Tumen Tari, he says this in the Mikvot, even though mitzvot are tzivu Hashem, they are gzeirah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nonetheless, it's incumbent on us to try and figure out the philosophical underpinnings of all the mitzvot. And he advocates that in numerous ways, and he differentiates between philosophic reasons behind mitzvot. So, for instance, why are we all wearing tefillin? What is the sanctity of tefillin? What is the kedusha of tefillin? So one of my teachers, Professor Israel Tversky, wrote a length on this, one of the topics he loved. Tefillin, says the Rambam, is not holy because of any intrinsic kedusha. There's nothing special about these boxes, says the Rambam. But rather, the idea, the notion of tefillin is that when you wear them, they make you think about God. When you see a mezuzah on the door, it makes you think about God. When you see a Sefer Torah, if there were no human beings, a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? So Rambam would say, if there are no human beings, the Torah has no kedusha. The kedusha stems from the fact when you see a Sefer Torah, you think about God. He differentiates that between something else, which Professor Tversky labeled not Tamei HaMitzvot, but Tamei HaLachot. What about particular aspects of halakha? Why did Moshe was told to hit the rock? He could have spoken to the rock. He could have kicked the rock. He could have sung and danced around the rock. It doesn't matter. The Rambam says particular aspects of mitzvot don't have philosophic reasons. Why do we have four parshiyot in tefillin, not three, not 12? There's no philosophic reason behind that. There's a technical reason, perhaps, on why every aspect of a mitzvah is required or not required. Rabbi Kapach, in his version of the Guy's Perplexed, Mordevuchim, says, for instance, according to Rambam, if you have two glasses of water in front of you and you're thirsty, you choose one. You don't ask the person why you choose one over the other. It could be today in psychology they do, but we'll leave that for the brain science people. But Professor Rabbi Kapach says it doesn't matter. It could have been one, could have been two, whichever glass of water you choose doesn't matter. Probably the champion of the other school is the Kuzari Yehuda Levi, but it was adopted by the entire world of Kabbalah. And that is, no, when you really do a mitzvah, just think about God. Don't ask yourself why there's sanctity of tefillin. You put on tefillin because that's a tzivur Hashem. And what it does to you is not Rambam's asking questions of metaphysical speculation. According to the Kabbalists, it's metaphysics. When you put on tefillin, you're doing something you don't understand. You don't understand the cosmic effect you have. When you say kiddush on Friday night, something happens in the cosmos. You don't understand it. But if you don't do it right, you have a problem. These two schools of thought diverge and each have their benefits and their detriments. We're like rationalists, you know, 21st century products of Western civilization. We like hunting the truth. That's what we were raised on. All of us were raised on that. So we want to understand, why do I put on tefillin? Why do I do this? What is the reason behind these things? That's a question that is often asked. And we want those answers. The problem is that when we open up that Pandora's box, what if I can get to God without putting on tefillin? What if I can be a decent person without following the mitzvot? Then what? One of the great Achronim, the Rivash, Yaakov Ben Sheshet, accused the rise of the Rambam's path as a dangerous one because people might stop davening. I don't get something out of davening. Why should I say the tefillah? If the whole goal of these great philosophic ideas of understanding God, so let me find God a different way by reading Nietzsche or something. That's the danger, says the Rivash, the Rambam's perspective. The danger, the other perspective, of only saying, I'll just do them because they're Tzivut Hashem, is sometimes you lose the forest for the trees. For instance, I was once, when I was in Florida, there was a fellow was saying Kaddish for his father. Okay, guy who was not a Lamdan, didn't learn so much Torah, was saying Kaddish for his father, and he turned to me, knew I was a rabbi visiting from Israel, and he goes, you're a rabbi, right? I said, I have a rabbi card. Yeah, I'm a rabbi. I do. I have a rabbi card. I used to have a rabbi card. I lost it from RCA in America. You have to have the things. And Chutz Laretz, they care about them, right? They get you into things. Like, they get you into theater for cheaper or something. Once I get to a hospital, I didn't have to go through all the checks of see if I had a gun or not because I had a rabbi card. Fine. So I said, yeah, I have a rabbi card. He says, so it was Friday night, Erev Shabbat. Right? Imagine Erev Shabbat, right? Mincha. And they say Kabbalat Shabbat. So his yahrzeit was that day, not Friday night, but Friday day. So he turns to me, he says, you're a rabbi, right? Do I have to say Kaddish after the end of Kabbalat Shabbat? Or he would just point in the sitter at that point. Do I say Kaddish or not? I said, really, you can if you want to. And he said, right, I don't want to know what I can do. I want to know what I have to do. Do I say Kaddish then or not? And I said, well, you know, and he went to another rabbi who would give him a yes or no black, you know, they were black and white. Well, hat, so give him a black and white answer. So the rabbi said, no, you don't say Kaddish then. So you know what he did? What did he do? He went home. He didn't stay for a couple of Shabbat. Because I don't have to say Kaddish, right? That's the reason I'm doing it, is for this one thing. I miss this broader picture. Right? This broader picture. So they both have a detriment and a compliment. Why did Moshe kick the rock? Why did he hit the rock? He was told to hit the rock. And Kaddish Baruch Hu says, you did not bring emunah to the people. You can't be the one to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to need a combination of bringing a deep faith to Am Yisrael. And I would argue that deep faith takes a combination of the Rambam and the Kuzari. We have to have, we as Westerners, or want to know the reason we put on tefillin. We want to understand tefillin in a deep way. We want to understand the Gemara's about tefillin. We might want to understand the halakha, the halakhot of tefillin. We want to understand the philosophy of tefillin. We want to understand, what does it mean to be a person who is involved in ritual? On the other hand, there's an aspect to the Kabbalists who say, don't worry about it, because once you start trying to figure out what you think is good and what you think is not good about a mitzvah, then you start picking and choosing mitzvot. We don't understand in the ultimate way. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yishayahu, lo machshavotai machshavotachem, you're not going to understand me. So you put on tefillin every day. Why? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a tzibud, put on tefillin. Yeah, I'd like to understand that in a deeper way. But the end of the day, I don't understand the cause and effect of every little ripple that I create in the world by doing mitzvot. And we have to do mitzvot. Why? Because even the Rambam, the great Rashi says, at the end of the day, there's a gzeirah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Thank you for listening. You can dedicate and sponsor an episode by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. Leave us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others to find us. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for learning with us.